I'm in the Republic of Work. And that is a very weird name, isn't it? I'm assuming it's a surprise to all of you and you don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm on the third floor of the Republic of Work. And I'm just walking in here to have a look. Now, I first saw this place when there was nothing. There wasn't a carpet on the floor. There wasn't a stick of furniture. The place hadn't been painted. It was an empty office building. It's huge. My goodness. And I'm literally walking through this bit of it for the very first time. The walls are white. Huge long wall of windows, square windows. You look out there onto the backs of other buildings in Cork. Now here I have a seat which is black, got a good back support. I'm sitting down at a table. Now, pretty well perfect height for my legs. I can plonk a computer here below me to the right, or block of eight, what do you call them, places you can plug in stuff. There's even a place to plug telephones in. And on this black table here, I can sit, enough room for one person. It's a rectangular table. There's an identical table in a different color opposite me. So I could, if I like the person on the other side of the two tables put together, I could be actually having a conversation with them, or we could be working separately. The carpet is kind of very bluey grey. There's a big huge TV monitor by Samson here. There's a, around the corner here, there's a man with a drill who's building what looks like telephone boxes or something into the wall. And I've seen him before. He's responsible for lots of things here. He's probably the... Are you the carpenter who made the tables? Are you the carpenter who made the tables? The ones inside.
The reception.
The pallets.
Oh yeah, the pallets only sat on top of each other, like, and I just put screws through them.
Well, you did a fabulous job.
It looks good.
They are unique.
Yeah,
I've never seen the like of them.
Yeah.
Thank you. They're lovely. I'm just wandering around looking.
It's a very simple idea. You just get four pallets, put them down. I mean, you don't even need to screw them, you know, because who's going to knock them off each other? And then you put a piece of glass on top. It's a lovely idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Whose idea was it?
DC.
DC's idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did screw them together.
I did screw them together.
They look great, you know.
Well, that was a minimal part.
Well, my wife was here at the party. We were both here at the
That's
party.
That's right, yeah.
And she contacted...
I remember you there.
She got in touch with me after the party.
Yes, yes.
And said, will you please find out where DC bought those tables?
Yeah.
I don't know why she wanted to know.
But the thing is, like, depending on the room, they would look fabulous. If you can sort of...
Build... They're part of the brand.
I would say juxtaposition,
yeah,
like the rough with the smooth.
Oh, yeah.
A very refined room I think it's a great idea.
I think it's... And it saved a load of money.
It does. And you know, if something there will go out of fashion, but if they go out of fashion, sure, they could throw them out.
They'll never go out of fashion.
They'll never anyway, yeah.
They're like...
Use them for firewood.
I mean, they're what you call it. They're hardly even retro.
That's
you
right,
know?
Yeah.
They're basic artisan tables.
That's right.
They're you know? My God, this place is now full of chairs. There's a cream one here, identical with the black one. Oh, I've come across a little section here which has got four tables put together. Yeah, this could be a... and it's kind of hived off. There are whatever you call this thing, look like bookshelves or a whole lot of squares joined up, probably almost certainly from IKEA. Anyway, to use as a separator, so four people could, this is the Republic of Work, four people could work together here in this corner with their black tables and black chairs. Low ceiling, by the way, low ceiling. And there's all these, then there's a long table here in, I don't know what you call it, you say it was looked like pine. I'm sure it is veneer, but never mind. Anyway, there's a There's room for six here. There's room for two there. There's room for one there. There are palms here in pots. I mean, this is all new to me now. And I'm walking into a section here. You can hire these spaces, you see. You can come in here into this republic of work, wandering off the street, if you like, and have yourself a hot desking space. Oh, they've got other chairs here now, which completely different. Yeah, what would this be like? This would be... I wouldn't like it as much as the other one. Actually, that's not bad on the back. That's good. Very good. There's a kind of round circular hole thing in the middle. I think that might be where you put your wires. Anyway, this is... And of course then... I wonder how warm this... I wonder how warm, meaning this might be really hot in the summer. Yeah, there's a real... Oh, there's a bit of graffiti out the back here. I love graffiti. This is Keefe Street. I actually do. I love graffiti. There's a time when I usedn't like it. But I do think it's got a certain grit to it. Yeah, these are long trestle... Big long trestle tables here. You could have a wonderful dinner party. You could have... You could have eight people at least on one side and eight on the other, 16 and two in either. You'd get 20 people at that table easily. Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if that idea wasn't in somebody's head. This place is the brainchild of a guy who's known not just in Cork, but probably wider than that. Well, definitely outside Ireland and almost certainly in Dublin, Limerick, Galway. He's known as D.C. My God, is this real or fake? I think this is a fake olive tree. I love olives. But it looks good. The olives are all different colours. Some of them are green, some of them are black, and some of them are turning. So you come across here. There are people working over there at the table. I won't distract them. I think they're helping get this place ready. I don't know what they're doing. They look like they're putting things in envelopes. Anyway, oh, there's a place here you can hang your coat. Very modern, again, and that looks very much like it comes from IKEA. And then there's an absolutely blinding chair here. I see these are ones with casters on the bottom. Black, green, orange, pink, black, green, orange, yellow. Lime green, white, blue. I mean, that really would hit you in the face. There is sort of a modern art, a whole load of triangles and squares and rectangles overlapping. My God, this place is amazing. When you think that I saw this place when it was empty. Now, the armchairs are yellow. Like they're two colours. I've been in these before. They're very comfortable. They've got five studs along the back that give them a bit of character. Yeah, they're definitely... And I tell you what, I was talking to the guy about the pallets. Just imagine, four pallets on top of each other, screwed together. Now, this one here is ready for a piece of glass. That's the wood. And it's rough wood, you know. They're slats of pine. And I believe you can buy these pallets for very little money. Guys, could I just ask you what you're doing?
Oh, yes. So we are writing invitations for a...
For the official opening?
For exclusive coffee morning. So we're inviting businesses, different businesses from along South Mall.
For exclusive copy mornings, that's very good. This is a takeover of the South Mall, is the impression I have, you know. All these solicitors and bankers and insurance people, they're being brought into the modern world. Okay, see you again. Bye. Yeah, look, that's an enormous room. I mean, okay, I say it's enormous. What is it? One bit of it is rectangular, and it's a fat rectangle, if you like. It's almost square. Down the other end of the same room, is an area that's at least as big. That's a place that's waiting for all those chairs to be put in situ. Okay, let me go back out here to a place I've been. I've had a cup of coffee already. Now, here there's a woman's toilet, a man's toilet. There's a very ancient-looking piece of fire hose. There's a sign here saying bathrooms. There's a place called Staff Only. That's the kitchen, tiny little kitchen. There are lifts here, really narrow lifts that take you up and down if you don't want to walk and don't want to keep your Fitbit going. On the table, now I'm back in the big chill-out room, are these the Irish Examiner, the Irish Times, and the Sunday Business Post. Yep, this is being recorded on Monday, the 6th of February. The title says, Syrian refugees hoping for a normal life in Ireland. Trinity Dons incensed by Provost's reform plan. Brexit. Okay, I was interrupted by a phone call, so I can't even remember where I was at in terms of describing it. But I'm going to go straight to the coffee. Straight to the coffee, straight to the food. So over here is a fabulous, brand new, glistening Nespresso coffee machine. I have no idea about these coffee machines, except that there are two places that the coffee comes out of. There's a whole load of... interesting. Nespresso produce a magazine, which seems to have Joseph O'Connor, a capital writer, on the cover. There's loads and loads of these thingy-bobs that you put into the machine. There's this stuff, Le Sirop de Mana, caramel. So my goodness, here, and there are even cookies, biscuits here. What kind of biscuits are there? Ginger crunch cookies. Well, I'm very partial to ginger crunch. I'm going to have a packet of those. And over here in the corner, just on day one, because this is day one of letting people come and visit properly, is food placed here. I know nothing about how it got here, by Duke's Coffee Company, who are might even be sponsoring the food today. I don't think there'll be food every day. But there's fruit salad, there's croissants, there's scones, there's tomato ketchup, Ballymaloe relish, sausage rolls. This is just too much. And there's water here in a little container with a tap underneath it with cucumber, strawberries. I mean, this is fantastic. Well, there's a fridge. A Samson fridge. Looks like no one's ever opened it. I don't know if you can open it. This might be a freezer. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Well, I tell you what. Gunpowder Irish gin. Wow. This is cool. Loads of limes. Lemons. I see mainly limes. San Pellegrino. 7-Up. Coke. Diet. Mozzarella. This is just... Okay, guys, come to Cork, come to the Republic of... Oh, yeah, one last thing. Here is a book by Tim Ferriss called Tools of Titans. These are the books that are in the sort of library here, quite a small library. Matthew Syed, Black Box Thinking. Matthew Syed wrote a wonderful book called Bounce. Business for Punks, never heard of that. Startup Communities, never heard of that. The Billion Dollar Blog, I have heard of, but I never read it. Screw the Valley, never heard of it. Every Bastard Says No. It's a good title. Troy Ross, that's probably to do with trying to get money out of investors or something. Anyway, this is Republic of Work. And there are apples, real apples, nothing plastic here, Braeburns, and two bananas. And oh yes, there's, what do you call those little oranges? Tangerines, we used to call them, but they're not, no, this one has to go in the bin. Anyway, this is just fabulous. So, that's a little introduction to Republic of Work on the day that it became really first time open for people to visit and have a good look. Bye for now. By the way, I better do a disclaimer. I know Donal Cahalan, DC. I've known him for years. I admire him an awful lot. I would regard him as a friend, and he has been a friend to so many people. Great, great guy.